It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I appreciate you. If nobody told you thank you today, I did. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every day, every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to Greg. Greg is helping out as well in New York. Thank y'all. Anyway, we'll be here with you, as I said, for the next 2 hours. We've already had a busy show. Thank you to Trey Wingo. Yeah, you know Trey Wingo from DraftKings. He was here with us last hour to talk about some NFL football, coaching, the draft, the playoffs. We talked about it all. We've had a lot of news in the coaching world today. Reportedly, the Dallas Cowboys are getting close to hiring Brian Schottenheimer, their offensive coordinator, as their new head coach. Yeah, not all that exciting. And then, speaking of another bad team, I'm distracted. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, I got to watch more, what is this called? Hickey, I'm going to get in trouble.
What channel is on your TV in the studio?
You might have saw the same thing I did, huh?
I have hockey on in my studio, So I don't think, unless you're watching Rangers Flyers, I don't think we're watching the same thing here.
Yeah, no, I'm not watching. I know Tamika Catchings. Hi, Tamika. She's very sweet. I like her. She's a very nice lady. Yep.
Watching, so what, TNT basketball?
Longhorns. Watching Longhorns basketball.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I don't know who I was looking at. I don't know who it is. Yeah. We'll get out of that one. Next thing I know, I'm going to be in the papers again tomorrow. Hickey, I don't need this in my life.
No, you do not.
What did JR say this time about women's basketball? Oh, my God.
We do not need that headline. No, sorry.
Anyway. I was distracted, Hickey. I'm a human being. Can I be distracted?
Yes. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Everyone gets distracted.
I was distracted. Now, what are we doing now? I was informing everyone that the Jacksonville Jaguars, another disaster of an NFL franchise. Yesterday, Ian Cohen, the offensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he said, I don't want the job. He said, I don't want to go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars then fired their general manager, Trent Baalke. They gave him the boot. You want to know what happened today? Ian Cohen is in Jacksonville meeting with the Jaguars now that they got rid of Baalke. It's like those movies. It's him or me. Well, they chose Ian Cohen. It appears that he is not responding to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though they offered him a contract extension yesterday. And now he's gone. He's leaving. Deal's not done, not set. There's also word that Rob Saleh, the former head coach of the New York Jets, who was scheduled to interview tomorrow, again, a second interview with the Jacksonville Jaguars, he ain't going. It's been reported that he is on his way back to San Francisco to be the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. Good for him. This means he's likely going to get another job opportunity somewhere as a head coach. Rob Saleh is always going to get consideration. I feel happy for him. The guy went to a disastrous New York Jets team, got fired, and now he gets to go back to a team that, I don't know, might compete for a Super Bowl again, I guess. Hickey, how's Christian McCaffrey's legs doing? I guess he's fine now, right?
I can confidently say they are doing better this year than last year.
Has to be.
Can't get any worse.
No, but no, it can. Can you imagine we start the season and we got to hear about Christian McCaffrey's legs again? Can you imagine?
Well, I guess that's the good news of the 49ers having a bad season. You don't got an extra 3 or 4 games. Wear and tear. Right. You know, this time last year, he's still playing. He's still got 2 more games to go. Plus overtime.
The 49ers have an interesting offseason ahead of them. How much money does Brock Purdy get? Hickey, they got to give him Just take 50, right? You better be happy with 50. You were the last guy selected. Take 50 and shut up and sit down. Is that good enough for him?
45, 50.
Wow.
Yeah, 50 feels like the cap. I like Brock Purdy a lot, too, but...
You ain't going past 50, huh? You said 45. Damn, bro.
It's hard to justify. It really is. He's like, I thought this year he would kind of prove that, look, it's not just the system. He's a good quarterback.
Everybody was hurt. He did good.
But isn't that a precursor? Like, if everyone's hurt, right, it's like kind of like a test of, hey, are you good enough to kind of elevate the offense by yourself? I think that's part of why you get paid $55 million.
Well, quasi, right. That's what I think, 50. Yeah.
Right, because like, the more money he gets, the harder it is to retain everybody or add to your team. So if he's getting 55,
he can't give him, no.
60?
Can't give him that. I mean, if you're his agent, you can take the approach of, hey, you owe us some back pay. Like, he's the anti-Jimmy Butler, a little bit. You can look at him and say, man, I took y'all to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I was the last guy selected in the draft, but we've gone to the playoffs. Look at the success we've had. I wasn't even expected to be here. You can do a little bit of something by quote-unquote overpaying me for the past. Or you can be Brock Purdy and still take the approach of I drive a Winnebago to work and sleep on a guy's couch. You can take that approach and just say, I'm just happy to get some cash. I don't know. I think 50 is a flat number. What do you do? 50 for 4 years, probably, right? And tell him to shut up and sit down?
I think that sounds fair.
Yeah. And if you're him, you can't complain too much about much of anything. You got to take the money. Brock Purdy this past season passed for 20 touchdowns to go along with 12 interceptions. Brandon Ayuk blew out his knee. Christian McCaffrey had calf and what's the other thing back there? Achilles issues all season long. Deebo Samuel looked like he's running at half speed. The guy they drafted out of Florida, this man got shot in San Francisco. What else could go wrong, right? And Brock Purdy's going to get paid. And it looks like Rob Saleh's going to be back. Good for them. The 49ers were a team that I expected to be right back here playing this weekend. Didn't work out. So many injuries. And then you got Trent Williams, who was hurt as well later on in the season. Just, wow. 49ers would be good. I'm just happy. Rob Saleh is a good dude. It'd be nice to see him back in a winning situation. Two teams that you don't have to worry about. They are playing this weekend. They kind of sort of were expected to be here, at least some combination of them. Kansas City, yes, of course. And the Buffalo Bills are back. Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, AFC championship game. Buffalo Bills trying to get over the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are here for the seventh straight time. And there was a lot and tons of controversy as to them being here again. And for the life of me, I'm just going, they're a good team. Give them a break. They got the best quarterback in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes. Give them a break. But if we go back to the game that they just played in over the weekend, as the Chiefs beat the Texans 23-14, I saw the Texans making mistakes. I saw C.J. Stroud running for his life. He was sacked 8 times. I saw this guy limping around. I saw the Texans kicker just missing everything, field goals, extra points. He was just missing everything all over the place. And then we had the bad calls from the officials. Patrick Mahomes runs. He ducks. Two Texans players run into each other. Flag. You hit the guy while he's down. What? Nah, they hit each other. You got Will Anderson chasing after Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is in the backfield. Will, he throws the ball. Will Anderson touches him with a pinky. Flag. Can't touch Patrick Mahomes. Roughing the passer. And there were a lot of Texans who were upset after the game. I mean, we even had D'Amico Ryans, who was mild-mannered for the most part, for a guy who used to take people's heads off in the NFL. D'Amico Ryans was like, man, we got to play against everybody. When I say everybody, wink, 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 not the referees. I mean everybody. A matter of fact, it doesn't just stop there with D'Amico Ryans. It's the entire team. Joe Mixon was mad. Will Anderson was mad. Listen to all these Texans ticked off at the refs.
Everybody know how it is playing up here. You can never leave it into the refs' hands, but, I mean, the whole world see, man, like, what it is, bro. But it is what it is.
We knew it was going to be us against the refs going into this game. And, you know, I talked to you guys early this week. And I was just saying, like, man, like, we got to go out there and we got to do us better.
We knew going into this game, man, it was us versus everybody. Right? When I say everybody, it's everybody, all of whatever. Everybody, the naysayers, the doubt, right? Everybody.
Yeah, everybody, including the referees. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, it appears that Joe Mixon got a fine, received a fine for something that he didn't even say. The NFL was confused. I think he might have quoted somebody, and they were like, oh, no, well, you said it, so here's a fine. I don't know if it'll be rescinded. We'll find out sooner than later. And this is typically what happens when we have a good team and you got the best of the best. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt. When you have the best player on the football field, and in most cases it's Patrick Mahomes, he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. I don't think there's any bias. It's like a joke right now. The Kansas City Chiefs get ready to play a football game. People are online. Patrick Mahomes greets the referees like most quarterbacks do. I think most athletes, especially the smart ones, the veterans, they say hello to the refs. Why? Because you do want to have a relationship. It's a part of the game. You know, you don't want to be over there yelling at the ref going, hey, ref, you want to know the guy's name? You want to be able to say hello? Because the last thing you want to do is rub a ref the wrong way. You don't want to be a jerk because the referees are human, too. They're going to make mistakes. But at least you want to be able to have a conversation. You want to curl their favor towards your direction the next time if they get a call wrong. Like, ain't nobody on a football field perfect. And so I don't believe that there's any of this bias when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs are getting favorable calls. The Chiefs, they're getting the benefit of the doubt. That's it. There's more attention paid to Patrick Mahomes because it's Patrick Mahomes. And so how about if you actually want to beat him outright? Like, the referees aren't throwing the ball. They're not catching the ball. They're not calling the plays. They're not blocking. They're not missing field goals. I mean, for all the kicks that were missed by the Houston Texans, they ain't got nothing to do with no referee. Not a damn thing at all. And so Patrick Mahomes, he was asked about that this week. Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs get special treatment? Hey, Patrick Mahomes, are you slipping the referees a stack of hundreds before the game? Listen to what Mahomes said.
I haven't felt any different. You get new referees every year. You get new circumstances, and you never can really tell because every play is different. That's what makes the NFL so special. And so I feel like I've just continued to play the game, and I just try to win. And whatever happens kind of happens.
Man, it's a tough game. These players are beating the living hell out of each other. These are gigantic human beings. Oh, my God. You know, there's not a moment. I'm used to being around basketball players all the time, walking around, talking to them, seeing. I'm used to dudes 7 foot tall. It doesn't bother me anymore. I'm used to it. When I go to a football game and I see these guys warm up and I'm on the sidelines, I say, damn. These some giant human beings moving fast as hell. I go, damn. This is violent. This is crazy. And then you have smaller human beings on the field. Man, we got quarterbacks who can't even see over their own offensive line. Most of them can't. And then we got referees who are small. They're managing all of this. I challenge anybody who sits at home on the couch, on their phone, looking at the TV, all 37, 40 million, 100 million people that are going to watch the Super Bowl. I challenge everybody, hey, you take some training and you go referee a game. It's easy to do on the couch. I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are getting no special treatment. It's tough reffing these games. I told you we had Trey Wingo join us last hour. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to the whole conversation as we talked about the playoffs and the MVP candidates and coaching. I asked Trey Wingo about the preferential treatment that the Kansas City Chiefs are, or they supposedly receive. This is what Trey Wingo had to say about that.
Most of this, I think, is part of what I call CDS, which is Chiefs Derangement Syndrome. Okay, they're just tired of them winning all the time. Same thing with the Patriots when they were winning all the time. You know, Tom Brady got a phantom call of a blow to the head by Chris Jones in the 2018 championship game that kept the drive alive for them in the fourth quarter. But more importantly, I think the thing that people need to understand is that we see this all the time in the Chiefs game. That's because you see more Chiefs games. They played every day of the week this season except Tuesday. They are shoved into almost every primetime and national afternoon window that you possibly can get. So you see more of their games. And people talk about, like, oh, the crazy penalty against the Bengals when it was 4th and 16 in week 2. Do you know how it got to 4th and 16? On 4th and 6, they converted a first down, but it was called back for a holding penalty. So explain to me why, if the refs are pro-Chiefs and they get all these calls, why would they negate a 4th and 6 with a penalty and then allow a 4th and 16? It doesn't make any sense. Is the point I'm trying to make. NFL refs are just bad. They're bad. They're very bad, and they make bad calls all the time. You just happen to see more of them in the Chiefs games because the Chiefs are on your television more.
I'm gonna take it further. The refs are bad because it's a tough game to ref. And let's think about this from a referee's perspective. These guys are human beings too. Like, they get judged, they get criticized. These guys, they want their jobs. If you stink as a ref, you want to know what you'll be doing? You'll be refereeing peewee football the next year. You'll be flag football. Like, they're criticized. They want their jobs. They're not out there trying to make, you know, baseline calls. And the NFL isn't dictating to them anything or, hey, you need to watch out for this guy. Man, there's so much gambling that's involved. They do not want, when I say they, the NFL doesn't want no issues. Do they want to protect their players and their stars to a certain degree? Yes. Outside of adding 18 games. They don't want Patrick Mahomes hurt no more than they want Herbert hurt. They want the stars out there because they want people to watch the games. And, of course, people are going to watch anyway. But we want to see the stars. I don't think there's no preferential treatment. I just think the NFL is a difficult game to call. Especially when guys are 250 and 260 and 270 and 280 pounds and 6'3" and 6'5" and 6'6", and they're flying across each other like lawn darts. It's not easy. Preferential treatment? No. This is not like the NBA. I don't think Michael Jordan could walk over to a referee and say, hey, next time call the foul. It's different. The NBA is physical, but it ain't football. There's no Jordan rules. There ain't no Mahomes rules here in the NFL. People are going to watch him because he's the star. He's going to be scrutinized because he's the star. And when the refs missed it, they missed it. You know, even speaking of the Jordan rules, this is not Michael Jordan. Of course, his nemesis, Isaiah Thomas. He said there were Jordan rules. You couldn't breathe on the guy. You couldn't touch the guy. Like, he said they changed the game because of the guy. A matter of fact, listen to Isaiah Thomas talk about the Jordan rules on the pivot.
Y'all want him to win? Y'all changed all the rules so he can win. These are the facts. I go down the lane. I get my ass beat. Kevin McHale slamming Kurt Rambis to the floor. You see Dr. J, you know, fine on Bird, right? Everybody getting hit. Oh, but he can't get hit. So we're going to change all the rules so he can dunk because they marketing the dunk. Now you can jump all up in the air and do a 360 and everything and everybody be like, yeah, that's cool. But that Steph Curry?
Go shoot that through.
That's what we marketing now.
Yeah, the NBA, as we know, over time became less physical. It did. We know that. Were Jordan rules. Michael Jordan was the best of the best. He could lobby for a call. NBA is not supposed to be, I punch you, you punch me, I hit you. That's not basketball. The NFL is built on physical abuse, inflicting legal pain on the opposition. That's what it is. Ain't changing no rules because Patrick Mahomes is playing quarterback. I think the referees just got a difficult job to do. And when we get to the game on Sunday, if the Chiefs get a questionable call called in their favor, the next thing you know, the world will lose their minds. The refs are just, well, yeah, they got a tough job. And they make bad calls. It's really that simple. I don't think the Chiefs get preferential treatment. I think it's just difficult to call an NFL game. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I got a simple question. Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs get preferential treatment? Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs get calls just because they're the Chiefs? Do you think the Chiefs playing against them is unfair? I don't think so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let me know what you think.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We just talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. The last time we saw them on a football field against the Houston Texans at the end of the game, there were a lot of conversations. There were a lot of words said online by the Texans about how typically teams have to play against the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're not just playing against the Chiefs, but they're playing against the refs. I don't agree with that. I really feel if you're going that far, you're just saying the games are rigged. Because I think all of these things can be true. Number one, it's tough reffing an NFL game on the football field with these giant human beings beating the living hell out of each other. That's number one. Number two, as a result, the referees miss calls. That's just what it is. And then number three, you're naturally going to pay much more attention to Patrick Mahomes because he's the best player on the football field. Now, do I think that's the NFL and the refs going out their way to kiss the ass of Mahomes? No, I don't. He's just better than everybody. So I don't think, quote unquote, the fix is in. The Chiefs are the best team. And if they win on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, we're going to have a bunch of people complaining. Hey, remember that call in the third quarter? And if they lose, people will say, oh, the Buffalo Bills beat them. You know, even with the help of the refs. People always got to find some type of conspiracy theory. Hey, look at Mahomes. Talking to the referee. I wonder what they're saying. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Bob is here from Stockton, California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Bob?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I don't think that the Chiefs get preferential treatment. And, you know, because calls are subjective and now there's a lot of cameras, you know, looking at stuff. But history has proven there are refs that are on the take. And, you know, and even in the NBA, it's more subjective because, you know, you can miss this and miss that, do that. And because of gambling and it being one game, versus, you know, a playoff game or whatever, I think that, you know, I'm not saying they do it or it's prevalent, but it is possible. That's all I'm saying, man.
Oh, thank you, Bob, for calling from Stockton. Well, of course it's possible. I mean, you want to talk about gambling? We know about some of the suspensions that the NFL has handed out when it comes to some of their own players picking up their phones and, you know, making bets and thinking that they're not going to get away with it. Okay, we can think about the NBA. I don't even know the guy's name. Porter. Porter's brother. First name doesn't matter. Jonte is something like that. This guy's going to be locked up. He's sitting at the end of a bench, and he's literally communicating to folks on the quote-unquote outside, hey, by the way, I'm not going to play the game. If I do play the game, I'm going to exit the game. He's helping people win money by deceiving. Nobody wants that. There's a reason. If you want to talk about anything being, I don't want to call it the death knell of a sport, But if we ever have a full-blown, and when I say full-blown, I'm talking super catastrophe. I'm talking Black Sox from more than 100 years ago. If we ever have one of those issues, it's going to do damage to a lot of people's pockets. The league's pockets, every league, especially whatever league was involved, it could do damage to your pockets, your ability to bet. You're going to have politicians popping out the woodwork to put in regulations. The leagues are going to be unhappy with the amount of money that they're going to lose. The companies, the DraftKings of the world, the casinos, everybody's going to be ticked off. It is too big of a business to allow gambling just to be prevalent. Are you always going to have a quote unquote Tim Donaghy who's going to come through and try to run the money? Are we going to have some guy in college who's going to try to, you know, skew things his way? Of course. There's always a couple of people who think they're smarter than the system. And then, of course, there's always folks who get away with it or get away with it for a little while. But I don't think for a gigantic office on Park Avenue and 40th Street, the NFL office, there's a lot of moving pieces and parts in that building. I think I think we would all know, which is dumb. This is crazy. You think about Gruden, right? Gruden sent out his jackass emails and he had the nerve to sue the NFL for being a jackass. Y'all let my jackass emails out. Man, there's really no such thing as privacy in a public enterprise. And so when you're the NFL, how can you have a communication via Zoom, via email, via text, where you go, make sure this goes in the way of the Chiefs, you know, make sure you turn the other way. It doesn't happen. This is too big of a business. This is not your mom and pop league. Hey, here's a 20. Make sure you make some calls on my boy. It don't work that way. It's not your backyard. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. JD is here from Vegas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, JD?
Hey, what's up, JR?
Hey, I'm here, JD. What's up? Yeah, I got you.
Hey. Yeah.
You okay?
Agree with you
ready? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Supposedly, the last 11 or 12 games, the Chiefs have won the penalty battle in the playoffs the last 11 out of 12 games. And also, they're 67 for 33 in favor of penalties. So I'm not saying it's rigged or anything, but that's the numbers.
Have you ever considered they're the best team and very disciplined?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Have you considered the fact that, I mean, but have you considered the fact that the majority of the teams that they play against, they're better than them?
Sometimes they are, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sometimes? Okay. Well, how many teams the Chiefs play against that you would say that are better than where they're not favored? And tell me.
Well, yeah, I agree with you there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, JD, for calling from Vegas. Hickey, that last one was great information, but it's just like, huh, what? The back end, I'm like, who, what? Who are the Chiefs playing where people don't look at them and just go, yeah, the Chiefs are going to be favored in this one. Am I missing something?
No. Yeah, I don't think when they play the Panthers that we're looking at a Carolina favorite there. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about this whole rigged situation? Like the refs are on the take for the Chiefs. What do you think about it?
I'm with you. I think it's ridiculous. I don't think the refs are here to push the Chiefs ahead. I mean, you saw against the Texans, were there questionable calls? Absolutely. And I think they got some wrong. I think Trey hit it. Number one, the refs just stink. Like, yes. Flat out, they're bad.
Yeah.
And number two, like, there were times where Patrick Mahomes tried to flop and they didn't give it to him. Like, I don't know what is in it for the refs / the NFL to kind of just push this along. Like you said, they have too much to lose, where if it ever comes out that they are fixing games, rigging games, trying to, you know, determine who wins more than the other team. Like, the league is done. It's WWE then at that point.
DraftKings gone.
Right.
MGM gone. Billions of dollars gone. Ain't nobody doing that.
And fans, like, I don't know if I would watch. Like, if now all of a sudden it's like a soap opera and like a movie script versus like just, hey, let's see who wins the game, like, my interest would definitely wane.
It's Vince McMahon's old XFL. And even those guys, I think, were really competing. I think.
It's, oh, man. Yeah, there's just, I'm with you. Also, the Chiefs are the best coached team in the NFL. They are, always pay attention to detail. They never beat themselves. So, it's very plausible to think, well, this team knows how to play and play within the rules to where what they're doing, their technique, is not committing penalties. And also, when you're the better player, faster, stronger, et cetera, you're not out of position as much, which means you're not then in a position to grab, hold, tackle, do something illegal to try to get an advantage.
Yeah. Bad teams, undisciplined teams commit penalties. Is it? New York Jets, crap ton of penalties. Historically, the Raiders, crap ton of penalties. It's just 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Reese is here from Birmingham in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, JR? How you doing?
Excellent. What's up?
All right. So I have no dog in this fight because my team is nowhere near the playoffs. I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a cowgirl to the heart. Oh. Yeah, I know. We got our own problems, baby. But with the Chiefs, check this out. Did you hear about the referee that was before last week's games was 6-0? The Chiefs were 6-0 every time Kansas City played. Every time he refereed, Kansas City was 6-0. They won last week, so now he's 7-0. If he's still, I can't remember his name, but if you pull him up, do a little research on him.
Well,
if he's refereeing the next game.
Well, they don't lose. They don't really lose any games. They were 15.
Especially when that guy's there.
especially when that guy. They won 15 games this year. I mean, all they do is win. I could go referee a game. I'll tell you, they probably win the game. You could go ref. They probably win. I don't think it has anything to do with this guy, you know?
I feel you. I definitely understand. I'm just looking at it, the numbers that are on the paper, you know, as far as. Well, it doesn't look good for that ref, you know, but I definitely, you can't take anything from Patrick and the Chiefs. You cannot. You cannot take anything from them.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Sometimes you gotta watch your language a little bit. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And you know what? Speaking of watching your language, oh, my God, we didn't get to this. But yesterday, a couple days ago, did you see Dan Hurley? This man is losing his mind. Speaking of referees, he's talking to refs any way he wants to. Dan Hurley, somebody knock him off on a high horse. I'll tell you what happened. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We've been talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and whether or not they receive preferential treatment. Houston Texans said we had to take on the Chiefs and the refs. What does this mean for the Buffalo Bills? Are the refs on the take for the Chiefs? Hell no, no, they're not. Too much money on the line. Can't screw up the integrity of the game. You can't have fans questioning the integrity of the game. Too much money on the line. Kansas City Chiefs, I'm sure you got a lobby for calls. Come on, that's a part of sports. But every time Patrick Mahomes is talking to a ref before a game, doesn't mean that he's out there plotting to cheat. Doesn't happen. Part of, you know, having a chat with a ref is a part of the game. This is what you do. You want to kind of, hey, pay attention to this. Watch out for that. Like, that part is human nature. But referees going into games and saying, oh, well, this is what we need to do, and this is the plan, and I'm going to just do look the other way. Nah, it don't work that way. It doesn't. Got to learn how to talk to these refs. How about, like for instance, and I mentioned this in the last break. Earlier this week, Dan Hurley lost his you-know-what against a ref. It's crazy. UConn was taking on Butler, barely beat him in overtime, 80-78. And there was a point during the game where Danny Hurley was trying to make his point known with a referee. The referee was having no more of this from the defending champion coach of UConn. And he started to walk away. And Dan Hurley was screaming at this man like he was his child. Don't you walk away and turn your back on me. I'm the best bleepity bleep, 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 bleep coach in college basketball. Whoa. tell me you need an ego check without telling me you need an ego check. Damn. You got to do all of that? I mean, you could have stopped that. Hey, I'm talking to you. Don't turn your back on me. I'm trying to have a conversation. You got to put in your accolades. You know, I've always known Dan Hurley is, you know, he's quite vocal. And he's well within his right now, more accomplished. But it comes a point in time where it's just like, all right, you have little man syndrome, quote unquote, little man. As a matter of fact, he had an explanation as to why he decided to talk to the ref like that. Listen to this.
You know, I'm going to sound like an a**hole here. So the TV likes me, camera. I bet you I'm going to have the GAs. I'll release it to the media, too. Who was it? What was the game on today? It was on FS1. I just, you know, I just wish they'd put the camera on the other coach more. You know, obviously, I had a moment with Coach Dad, Mata, today, because he was so far out of the box that I figure I would just go over and have a powwow with him and Pat, you know. But like, I just wish they would show these other coaches losing their minds at the officials in other Big East games that I'm coaching, where I look going into a timeout when I'm not talking to officials, I see the other coaches as demonstrative as I am. But you know, the camera, obviously, you know, I've created this for myself. I'm not no victim, but I just wish that they would not have the camera on me 90% of the time, unless they feel like it's driving ratings. And more a**holes on Twitter that could put clips of me from a game and say, yeah, look how big of a monster he is. He's yelling at a ref again. What a monster.
Oh, my goodness. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. I'm no victim. I did this to myself. But also, look at the monster that they make me out to be. So which one is it? Like, you got control over how, you got a certain degree of control over how you're presented. And now you're just going to blame the cameraman? Well, you're the most accomplished coach. What the hell do you want? That's why you're no victim. And so maybe you need to act a little bit different. I think you can get your point across instead of yelling at a ref and then telling him your accolade. Like, relax. He's doing too much. DTM. Doing too much. DTDM. Doing too damn much. I got to make sure I don't say any inaccurate acronyms that get me to boot, okay? I don't see Patrick Mahomes doing that. I don't see Andy Reid doing that. When they do that, then come talk to me, all right? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Rob is calling from Connecticut. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rob?
Hey, JR, what's going on? There are no coincidences. Just talking about somebody from Connecticut, and here we are. I'm from Connecticut. Dan Hurley has Bobby Knight syndrome. He's the new Bobby Knight, you know? Uncalled for, you know?
All right. But, let me know when he throws a chair at somebody, okay?
Yeah, that's next. That's probably next. But, you know, I was sitting here listening to you about the refs, and you know, I agree with you 100%. I think it's pathetic. You know, Kansas City Chiefs are a great team. And that's hard for me to say because I'm a Bills fan. I'm a diehard. And, you know, the way I look at it, if Houston's offensive line had done their job, you know, and played a little better, you know, there was, what, two bad calls that everybody's griping about. You know, and yes, they shouldn't have been called, but that's been happening throughout the whole league all year long. I think this year has been the worst that I've ever experienced. All of the games, or any of the games this year. I mean, there was a game against the Los Angeles Rams and the Vikings in the regular season where Sam Darnold got face masked and nobody saw that.
That's right.
You know?
At the end of the game,
they talked
he got hooked.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, listen, Kansas City's a good team, and nobody likes to see them win. Yeah. And, you know, I just think if Houston had played better, especially their offensive line, I mean, well, 8 sacks.
Yeah, and the
come
kicker,
on,
the,
man.
The kicker's missing everything as well. So, yeah, blame
exactly. And you said that.
We'll
see what. Go ahead.
No, well, I got to let you go, Rob. We're up against a break. Thank you for calling from Connecticut.
Say, we'll see what happens this Sunday. You know,
we will.
Go
well,
Bills.
I'm sure either way, and thank you, Rob. He said go Bills at the end. I'm sure either way, And if I could bet on this, I would. I'm almost certain. There's a good chance people are going to say something about the refs. If this is a close game between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, something is going to be said about the refs. That's it, period. And we know the Buffalo Bills, they're the underdog. The Buffalo Bills, they're the team that have to knock off the Chiefs. Do it for once, okay? I know they're sick of looking at the Kansas City Chiefs and getting the boot. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. And then, you know what? Speaking of the Bills, we're going to hear what Josh Allen, how he feels about looking at the Chiefs again. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. Don't cheat.